Rick, I want you to meet this guy. His name's Eric Jackson. He's on the radio.
Really? On what?
WRCT, Pittsburgh. 88.3.
WRCT, that's for Cheap Trick.
Yeah, and he's got the most beautiful wife I've ever seen. Yeah.
I thought she was your boyfriend. You're her boyfriend.
I can't stop the music. I could closing. We take two steps forward, fall right back again. Feels like quicksand underneath our feet. We wanna crawl out, but we're in so deep. We might soon find out that we're all. A star in the sky.
Brand new music from soul legend Betty LaVette. That's Quartz in Session, rock and roll, country, and soul coming at you every Thursday night from 8 to 10:30. New music from Betty LaVette. The new album is called simply LaVette, and coming at you on some beautiful black vinyl. Before that, going out to my beautiful wife at home, one of her favorite bands, Cheap Trick, with Stop This Game. Going back to 1980, was actually produced by Cheap Trick's favorite producer, the man who produced the Beatles, Sir George Martin. Before that, Molly Hatchet, Sharp Dressed Man, from their covers album, of course, covering ZZ Top, and had to cleanse the palate after our Guilty Pleasure Song of the Week, chosen by Mike in Highland Park with Spandau Ballet with True. But it is a good song, I will admit. That's a guilty pleasure of mine as well. Good pick. Next week, we'll be back at it again. You know, talk about next week. Yours truly will be MIA, but have no fear. Make sure you tune in Thursday at 8 because DJ Addy is going to be in the cockpit, behind the controls, doing a rock and roll show. And after the last couple times he filled in, he's going to do a great job. I know it because you guys called and told me that he was pretty darn good. So make sure he's up to par. Tune in next Thursday night at 8. Talking about Courts in Session Thursday nights at 8. If you missed any part of tonight's show, you can catch it again at 11 o'clock. Coming at you out of the West Coast at 1033WWRO.com. And you can also catch it Friday night after the Mockster with Aviva LaMock. After you check out the Mock, you can hear a replay of Courts in Session, as well as Sunday nights at 11, our encore, after the football game, as you're winding down, getting ready to hit the sack and start a new work week. Well, keep WRCT on the radio, and I'll keep you entertained, I promise. So we talked about Molly Hatchet covers album. We've got a whole bunch of covers albums out lately. Black Oak, Arkansas. Dolly Parton has got a partial covers album about to hit the street. And 70s Champions, you know, a lot of people remember them for their easy listening soft rock, but they really were not an easy listening band. They just, a couple of their hits were great ballads. But the band Firefall has a new album out called Friends and Family. Next week, we're going to play a new single. But this week, we're going to play again what we've been doing for the last several weeks because it's just that good and just that cool. Covering Lynyrd Skynyrd. This is the latest from Firefall. Track is called Simple Man.
for the rich man's gold. All that you need is in your soul. And you can do this, oh babe, if you try. To be satisfied and be a simple, kind of man. Oh, and be something you love and understand. Baby, be a simple, kind of man. Oh, won't you do
and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars. Climb on every run and may you stay. Forever young.
a strong foundation when the winds of change shift. May your heart always be joyful. May your song always be sung. And may you stay.
That was Bob Dylan from his legendary appearance with the band and their movie documentary soundtrack for The Last Waltz, Forever Young. Always is crazy to me how different the original is from the hit Rod Stewart had with his version of Forever Young. Great track. Going out to Jack, listening online at WRCT.org in Greensboro, North Carolina. Thanks for listening, Jack. Before that, the latest from Firefall. We're going to be debuting a new song next week, but right now we're playing that great cover of Lynyrd Skynyrd with like that squeeze box in the background, their version of Simple Man. So this final half hour of Courts in Session has been brought to you by our friends at SPAC Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Penn Avenue in Bloomfield. SPAC Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and salads. Let's not forget the salads, while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. SPAC Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. SPAC Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, you can email them at spachelp@gmail.com or visit their website at SPACBrothers.com. SPAC Brothers Pizza, our sponsor for the final portion of tonight's show. And if you want to sponsor, you or your organization wants to sponsor one of the great shows here on WRCT, well, you can email PR@WRCT.org and they'll give you all the information you need about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Courts in Session is now Courts adjourned. We're going to close out with a little country Neil Young from his recent Chrome Dreams release that he pulled from the archives going back to 1977. Make sure you keep it here. Don't change that dial because the Big Cashew's coming up. He's kicking it off with a 45 of Jimmy McGriff. I'm going to just hang out just so I can hear it because it looks good. I want to remind you guys, tune in next week. DJ Addy is going to be taking over the controls, and he's going to put on a great show for you. You can still send your requests for your guilty pleasure of the week, and he'll pick it. And I'll be back with you in 2 weeks. I want to remind you, take care of each other, be kind to each other, and be proud to be American. Good night, Pittsburgh.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mike Lenore with your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. While coronavirus infections could go down over the next few months, we're still headed into flu season. Millions of Americans will be affected by the flu. But the good news is that we do have a safe and effective vaccine. But sadly, too many people go unvaccinated, especially African Americans. For more about flu vaccine, talk to your doctor or visit aawellnessproject.org.
You've tuned in to Pandemonium, a public affairs anthology from WRCT Pittsburgh. The opinions expressed on this show are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. And now, Pandemonium.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. It's time for another edition of Pandemonium here. It's been a pretty new show. It's going for a few weeks now. Basically, DJs just do whatever they want to do. My name's Bill. I normally do a heavy metal show on Sunday nights called To Evil of a Human Name, but I'm also very interested in bagpiping. I've been playing myself for a few years. And CMU obviously has a big history of piping. And today on our episode, I have Andrew Carlisle, who's the director of piping here. He's going to talk a little about himself and his position and CMU and play a few tunes for us. Welcome to the show, Andy. How long have you been here at CMU for?
Oh, hello, Bill. Yeah, I've been in Pittsburgh at Carnegie Mellon now for almost 12 years, just coming up to the end of the 12th year yet.
Yeah, and how did that all happen? Where did you start out and how did you end up here?
Oh, I'm originally from a small village in Northern Ireland called Ballygowan. And when I was 7 years old, I took up the instrument, the bagpipe. And yeah, just kind of took it from there. Ended up, you know, studying with some of the great players in both Ireland and Scotland. And then played with some various bands across the water. And then I was kind of finishing up grad school, and the job at Carnegie Mellon was posted, so I just applied for it, and here I am, I guess, 12 years later, yeah. So 2010 is when I started.
All right, and it's now 2022. You've been obviously enjoying your time here. You really enjoy the piping program here at CMU. You think it's up there with other places in the world?
Yeah, for sure. Well, it was actually the first in the world to offer a degree in piping and also the first to offer a master's. And yeah, it's a terrific institution here. We've got a really good program and a really good student body. The degree program is actually quite small, being that you have to be a very high standard to be admitted to it. But we also have a lot of non-music majors that play the pipes, that come for lessons and play in the band. And we also have the opportunity for first-year students to, you know, just learn the instrument from scratch. You know, so I do a lot of teaching beginners as well here.
And do you get a lot of those kind of students that seem to really, you know, stick with it? Or do you get a lot of people that just come in and the oddity of it maybe, since you don't have as much piping as back home?
I mean, usually, with any musical instrument, there's quite a big commitment as to, like, learning it and, you know, sticking with it and practicing. And sometimes you do get some people that get excited by it, but you know, when they start their academic studies in computer science or biology or whatever it may be, it gets a bit too much and they give it up. But the vast majority do stick with it. I would say there's at least maybe an 80% retention rate from people who start out to versus people that don't stick with it, kind of thing, on the beginner front. And I get students from all over the world. You know, I've had them from pretty much every continent, aside from Antarctica, I guess, yeah.
Maybe someday. And obviously there's the CMU band, which is pretty active, doing a lot of different events. You'll be doing the graduation ceremony soon.
Yeah, for sure. We've got a pretty good pipe band here. The last time the American Pipe Band Championships were held in 2019, pre-pandemic, Carnegie Mellon won, so a pretty high standard of pipe band. It's very active in the greater Pittsburgh community. We just finished up a series of five concerts with River City Brass Band, a series called Celtic Connections. We'll be playing at Commencement. We just played a couple of weeks ago at CMU's Spring Carnival. We're at the St. Patrick's Day Parade downtown in Pittsburgh. So, yeah, we're pretty active in the community as well.
And then you're also involved with the Pittsburgh Piping Society here, which is something that you and a few other pipers started a few years ago. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's probably about 7 or 8 years ago now that we started it. So basically, there were a lot of bagpipers in Pittsburgh, and a lot of them seemed to live in apartments or condos and things like that that they couldn't practice, or they didn't have very many opportunities that they could go and either play with other pipers or play in front of other pipers. So we kind of just formed this as a kind of social club, and basically the format is it's kind of like an open mic night for bagpipers. So if you want to come and have a tune in front of a supportive, friendly environment, it's a perfect place for people to come along. And we've had it in various different venues throughout the city over the years. But the average kind of crowd we usually get is about 60 people, I think.
And it's based on some earlier piping societies, correct? Including one here in the Pittsburgh area?
That's right, yeah. Unknown to me, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpipe Society, PBS. I'm not sure if they copyrighted the initials or not back then, but yeah, in the late 1800s, there was a Pittsburgh Bagpiping Society. I don't know too much about it, but I've seen records that it definitely existed. It must have kind of, stopped existing at some point in the early 1900s. But yeah, thankfully in the kind of 2000s, I guess, we resurrected it. Yeah, and it's pretty thriving. We just had an evening there last Friday evening in Squirrel Hill, and with a very good turnout, and with at least maybe a dozen pipers that played in that evening. Yeah.
If there's anyone listening right now that's not really knowledgeable at bagpiping or anything like that, where should they check? Just check the website for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, Pittsburgh Piping Society. We have a Facebook page, and I believe the website's currently under construction. But yeah, we do have a website. But yeah, the Facebook page is pretty active as to like when the next gathering or meeting or performance is going to be.
All right, great. Well, let's get into some music. You mind playing a few tunes for us?
Yeah, sure.
Up first, you're going to play March Strauss Bay and Reel. You want to tell us a little bit about those tunes real quick before
sure.
you go?
Sure. Well, a march just being real. So first of all, it's a march. So quite from the Scottish military tradition. And the march I'm going to play is The Braes of Castle Grant. The first two parts of it are traditional, and the third and fourth parts were added by a great piper called George Stuart McLennan. Strauss Bay is a type of Highland dance. The Highland Fling is the dance that goes to the Strauss Bay. And the Strauss Bay I'm going to play is called Inverary Castle. And the reel is a traditional reel, just a different type of Scottish dance, a Scottish reel. And the reel is entitled The Rejected Suitor.
All right, great. Well, let's get right into it. Thank you. All right, Andy, that was great. What do you got next? Hopefully it's something maybe, you know, a little faster, a little more party atmosphere.
Sure. Well, how about a hornpipe and jig?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Yeah, so I'll try a hornpipe and jig, which is, yeah, two of the more lively dances in the Scottish repertoire. The hornpipe's called Jim Tweedy Sea Legs, and it was composed by a New Zealander called John Allan McGee.
That sounds like a very New Zealand type name.
I guess. Well, it's got five parts in it, and apparently it's each of the parts are to represent one of the seas that he had to cross to get to Scotland. And then the jig is a composition by pipe major Donald MacLeod, and it's called Donald Cameron's Powder Horn.
All right, perfect. You've been listening to WRCT. We're coming to the end of this episode of Pandemonium. I've been here speaking and listening to Andrew Carlisle, director of piping here at CMU, and he's got one more piece of music to play, a pibroch, some classical bagpipe music. Do you want to tell us a little bit about this final piece you're going to be doing?
Sure. Well, a pibroch is kind of the classical music for the Great Highland Bagpipe, and it was composed in the Highlands and Islands of Scotland. It can be traced back to the 1500s, and it kind of originated on the west coast of the Isle of Skye in a place called Borag by the MacCrimmon family. And so these are very old pieces of music, and it basically consists of a theme, like a melody, and then there's subsequent variations on that melody as you go through the piece. And as you go through the piece, the variations get more technically complex. but they're all based off the original theme. And the piece that I'm going to play is quite a rhythmic piece. It's called The Red Speckled Bull. Now, there's a couple of different stories behind the name. The first is, it's thought to have perhaps been a mistranslation in the Scottish Gaelic, and it was actually supposed to be the Red Speckled Army. So basically the English redcoats, you know, that they're the Scottish clansmen were witnessing at the time. And the other story about the tune is that, well, bagpipe bags are made of leather, and apparently one of the McCrimmons wrestled a bull and killed the bull and skinned the bull and made his pipe bag out of the skin.
Not sure which story is more brutal.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, this is a long piece, so sit back and relax. You've been listening to show Pandemonium. This tune's going to finish off the set, so enjoy and have a good rest of the evening. Thank you, Andy.
You've been listening to Pandemonium. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and not necessarily those of WRCT or Carnegie Mellon University. Email comments or questions to WRCT Public Affairs, pa@wrct.org. Thanks for listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Indeed, you are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. My name is Steve, your host for the Deep Blues Hour, 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this hour, we're going to hear from folks like Memphis Slim, giving us some jump piano blues, R.L. Burnside from North Mississippi Hill Country, and a couple of blues harmonica gentlemen, R.B. Stidham, harmonica Frank Lloyd. Well, they'll be joining us as we get closer to the end of the hour. It's all here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Well, we get it kicked off with Mr. B.B. King performing live in Japan, 1971. This is called Niji Baby. B.B. King here on the Deep Blues Hour.